Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
We still got more to get to. We are going to climb into a little bit more of the quarterback conversation, because as we look around, and obviously you have rookie quarterbacks coming up, we've talked about Mendoza more, over the past couple of months, probably more than we should want to talk about prospect quarterbacks in the month of December, in the month of November. And welcome to the season you're in. But there's some guys that should be coming available, some guys that are likely coming available from other teams in the NFL as well. And to help break us all down, do we want them? Do we want Shador? Let's get Jake Murren back in the mix. Jake, what's going on? What are we doing?
Yeah, so I'm going to present you guys, and we'll bring Michael Markoch in on this as well. I'll present you guys about 11 quarterbacks. We'll see how many we get to. And the question is really simple. Just would you take this quarterback over Shador Sanders in week one in 2026 for the Cleveland Browns? So there are three categories, and I guess I'll ask you to just kick things off which category you'd like me to dip into first. We have the retread category, the rookies, and the you again. So you can pick Jake, who would you like first, or what category would you like to pick from first?
Jake, this feels like Blind Tier Tuesday.
It does feel a little like Blind Tier Tuesday.
On a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday, though. I'm interested to hear you again. I want to hear who's in you again first.
All right, let's go with Deshaun Watson.
I am going to comfortably rock with Shador Sanders moving forward. Not even because, is there talent left untapped in Deshaun? I don't know. I'm going to safely probably assume not. I've seen that for a couple of years. If he is obviously going to be back next year, if he was in a conversation of, all right, well, we'll give you an opportunity to win the job. You'll go up against Shador. We'll see how it plays out with what's likely a new head coach, which would potentially, but unlikely, a new GM. We'll see how that just absolutely pans out. Sure, you can be in the mix next year. If you tell me that Deshaun actually wins that job and that's legitimately how that plays out, yeah, I think I'm out. Like, I would rather just see a quarterback who actually has time to develop. Not a guy who's now past 30 and hasn't played football, all of this year, most of last year, most of the last, 4 years. Like, I'm kind of out on him.
I would say, actually, Deshaun Watson as a backup, I'm very much in. Deshaun Watson as the starter, I'm out. I'd rather see Shador.
All right, let's go to the retread category here. Lots of names to choose from. And this quarterback was actually in discussion earlier this week on this show because he's the betting favorite to land with the Browns next season. One at Tua Tagovailoa with the Dolphins as they appear to move on from him.
If you're going to go with the retread option, going with the guy who respectfully, has had his brain scrambled and just isn't playing very well and just got benched for seventh round draft pick Quinn Ewers in Miami. Yeah, that'd be about the worst decision I have ever heard. Like, and I'm not somebody who thinks Tua is absolute garbage. Like, I think Tua has shown some really nice things. I think he's having a god-awful year. But yeah, like, do I really want to sign up for that over, again, like, if I'm going back to Shador, I still think there's more room. Like, I already know the arm limitations with Tua. I know now that interceptions can certainly be a problem. And by the way, dealing with an offense that is far more talented than the Cleveland Browns right now, even without Tyreek, you still have Jaylen Waddle and Devon Achane. Like, I would take that over anything that we have this year and probably next year.
I mean, don't we already kind of have a version of Tua with Dylan Gabriel? Like, yeah, why would we just move on? Like, I'd just start Dylan Gabriel at that point.
This show literally calls Dylan Timu Tua.
Yeah, that's Nick's phrasing for him.
Yeah, let's just start Dylan Gabriel if we're going to go down that route.
I mean, if you're going to have Tua, I'd rather have Timu Tua. At least I'm not spending the Tua money, right? That feels a little bit better, but I've already seen that, and that doesn't work in this offense. That doesn't work with this team. I think I'm good. I think I'm good on Tua.
Well, I would agree with you guys, and it's funny that you bring up Dylan Gabriel because he's also on this list under the you again category. Would you guys rather have Dylan Gabriel over Shador Sanders in 2026?
I didn't want Dylan Gabriel over Shador Sanders in 2025, so I'm going to go with a hard no on Dylan Gabriel again in 2026.
Yeah, I don't know what a full season of Dylan Gabriel would do for anybody in this scenario.
Probably land you a number one pick if I had to take a guess.
Hurt our eyes.
It'd get Arch Manning, games. I'm sure.
You can get Arch and, yeah, probably make me discontent with an NFL season by week three. So, I mean, when I'm reaching apathy in the season in week three, it would not be good, but I'm imagining that's probably where Dylan gets me.
Let's dip into the rookie category here for the first time. Dante Moore out of Oregon, obviously just 1 year with the Ducks, but likely quarterback two off the board right now, it seems, out of the NFL draft. Would you take Dante Moore over Shador next year?
This is actually probably like one of the better options that I would consider. Again, I told you in the lead, like kind of my thought process on it. Like, I'd probably rather see Shador with another offensive weapon than see Dante Moore. But if we're talking quarterbacks, straight compared one-to-one, I think there's a legitimate conversation there. And I might lean Dante Moore. There's just things that scare me with any quarterback in this draft class. And with Dante, the same thing. It's like he's played 1 year and some change as a starting quarterback in college football. We've seen plenty of guys like that transition to the NFL and are just not prepared to play at that level of the game. Most recently, probably we think of like Trey Lance, who basically got no opportunity in the NFL, has not been ready. We have not seen him be ready, and you have 1 year to go off of. Guys have great college seasons and then also go back the next college season and go, that wasn't good. Yeah, I mean, I would probably slightly lean Dante Moore on skill, but if I really had to pick, I'd probably still be leaning Shador.
This is one where I kind of do veer the other way. I love Dante Moore. I absolutely would rather have Dante Moore. He's my guy out of this draft. I understand, like, there's a thing about playing at Oregon, and it's like the same thing as playing at Ohio State with all the weapons he's got in the offense and all this. Like, it worked for Bo Nix. It worked slightly for Dylan Gabriel, all this other stuff. He's got the size. He's got the arm. He's got it all. Like, he can move a little bit. Plus, I mean, he's from here. So, you know.
He was here till he was five. I mean, we're giving a little benefit of the doubt.
And right? He was up in my neck of the woods.
I know everybody likes that. Like, we love the idea of, a kid from Cleveland comes to play in Cleveland. All right, if you want that, give Drew Aller a chance in the fourth round.
This is better than Drew Aller. We don't have to worry about Drew Aller anymore.
Well, I don't think anybody's worrying much about Drew Aller right now because teams drafting on day three are currently worrying about Drew Aller. And unfortunate, got hurt. Also didn't play that well before. But yeah, I would have taken Shador at two last year. I said that before the draft happened. Like, I was perfectly comfortable if you'd have went Shador Sanders at two. And I'm viewing this year's class not that far off of the way that I was viewing last year's class, where I don't know that you have a super top-end talent. I don't know that you have really any depth in this outside of one or two guys. If I already feel like I have one of those guys, do I really want to dip back into that bucket? Like, no, I'd probably just rather roll with this. And if it's not the answer and if I'm wrong, 2027 is waiting there for me. Like, again, is Dante more talented? Maybe slightly. Would I rather just keep Shador over Dante? Yeah, I would.
It's such a wild card because Dante Moore, I think, has the highest ceiling probably of all the guys we're going to talk about. But the floor, as you talked about, with the least amount of starts, it's certainly lower.
All right, that's an interesting one. You guys both think Dante Moore, potentially rather have him over Shador Sanders. That's the first so far. Going back to the retreads, the most popular option that I've seen that's been talked about this season is Mac Jones, obviously with the 49ers right now. We've seen him in plenty of games this year as he looks to be that next Daniel Jones with the Colts or Baker Mayfield with the Bucks. Would you take Mac Jones over Shador Sanders in Cleveland?
How many times do we have to get fooled by 49ers quarterbacks for somebody to actually just wake up? And like, Mac Jones is a former first round pick, so like, give him his credit. He's talented. I just also think we've seen probably enough of Mac Jones to feel like no. And Kyle Shanahan can make, I mean, an Olive Garden breadstick work at quarterback, let alone a first round pick. Like, yeah, they're going to look good. Hey, when they're sitting behind the 49ers offensive line playing in that system, they make quarterbacks look good. That's what they do.
I think you're banking on him being another Sam Darnold. I mean, that's another Shanahan reclamation project that he turned into something, and now look at him now. I agree. I don't really understand much of the retread route anyway. Like, if you're going to run it back with a non-rookie, you might as well just go with Shador. It doesn't make any sense to me to go with another veteran quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I know that there, I mean, we're going to hear a couple more. I don't know that there is a retread that I feel great about. Maybe there's one out there, but Mac is not it. I'm out on, is this full name McCorkle, or is that an
McCorkle.
Okay, McCorkle Jones. Yeah, I'm out. Big time
out. Out on McCorkle. Like, let's go back to the retreads, because it's interesting that you guys think there might not be a retread out there, but I want to bring up Daniel Jones's name because obviously out for the year with Achilles injury with Indianapolis, but he is a free agent after this season. It's not like he's committed to the Colts long term, but did show a lot and led the Colts to a really promising record when he was the guy there. Would you take Daniel Jones over Shador Sanders?
So the problem is the Achilles injury, right? Because that's going to keep you out for a majority, if not
possibly
the entirety.
All of next year,
yeah, so like, he's going to be out a long time. I will say, I was high on Daniel Jones even going into this offseason. Like, when I did my quarterback big board, he was in the top, I think he was in the top five, maybe top six of the guys that I liked there. I did think that playing a Kevin O'Connell offense, taking that time, plus, he already played well in New York. Like, it wasn't, I mean, he played bad in New York too, don't get me wrong, but he had played well in New York to earn a second contract. There was enough there that I was like, yeah, I would do it. I get the money wasn't there, and he ended up signing like a $14 million contract. I'd be interested. Plus, it would give you Shador Sanders probably through 2026 anyway, if you're just going to keep both those guys there and then go, we'll try Daniel Jones after. Could lead you in a really bad downward spiral of just not great quarterback play. I'd be interested. I mean, I like Daniel Jones. I'd probably still rock with Shador, but it'd be one of the more interesting names for sure.
I think this would be a good option if you kept Stefanski around, because it's kind of the similar offensive tree, but I'm with you, Jake. The injury is terrifying. I don't think he's going to play next year. Plus, I think the Colts really like him. I think he really likes it there. I think it's probably he just takes a deal with the Colts for less money and just sits out next year.
All right, guys, I've been bearing the lead on this one. Obviously, Fernando Mendoza all over the place in terms of being quarterback one, and in our conversations already comparing him to Shador Sanders. Maybe we don't even get the opportunity to draft him if he goes 1 and 2, and right now we're sitting at 3. But would you take the Heisman winner over Shador Sanders next year?
Mendoza's the guy that very early on I identified as a quarterback I like more. I watched him play in the Big Ten title game, and again, haven't dug into a ton of film on these guys. I still think I would rock with Shador. Like, I talked to Max Chadwick on Overtime a couple of weeks ago. He compared him to Jared Goff, which is not what I'm looking for. I like Jared Goff, good quarterback, probably not going to win you a Super Bowl, as we see right now in one of the most talented offenses in the NFL. I'm kind of out. Like, he's an RPO merchant in college. He's got a great frame. He can develop into something really good, or he can be Jared Goff.
Yeah, this is like right there with me. I'm kind of with you, Jake. Like I said, I like Dante Moore better. And it has nothing to do with his personality. There's just something about Mendoza here. To me, I just don't know if it's going to translate. And I don't even know why. I just think he needs the system to be right. Tell me who the coach is, and then I talk about Mendoza.
All right, I want to do one more, at least, in the you again category to kind of wipe that one out. It's Joe Flacco. Why not a third trip to Cleveland? Would you take Flacco over Shador? There's obviously a lot of scenarios there, but would you take the old man over Shador in 2026?
That man's got to hang up the bootstraps. He's got to be done. The cleat's got to go up on the hook. I mean, listen, can throw the ball still with really good, deep accuracy, still has a good arm. No, I'm not. 40-year-old quarterbacks don't do anything for him. If there's somebody that is over the age of, like, I mean, we're talking probably close to 30. I'm pretty close to out at this point. I mean, like,
Phillip Rivers is 44 playing right now.
That's true. Do I have 4 years of Joe Flacco? Probably not four good ones. I also am watching, Phillip Rivers fall down like he's a geriatric too. So it's not great.
I think it's hard to say Joe Flacco's done, especially with what Phillip Rivers is doing right now. But I totally agree with you. There's no reason to bring him back for a third try. I don't even know if he would at this point.
Probably not.
I don't think he'd even be interested in that.
Probably not as long as Andrew Berry's here, I'll tell you that much.
So what I think is really interesting from this exercise is we just went through, I think, six, maybe seven quarterbacks. And out of 11 that I had, and the other ones were Malik Willis, Trey Lance, and Ty Simpson. I'm assuming those are both no's for all of you guys.
Yep.
The only one was Dante Moore. And, this whole idea was sparked by Ross Tucker, who joined us on Monday. He said, you have to think about NBA, next best available when it comes to these Shador conversations. And I accuse myself of this too, because when I think about Shador in 2026, I'm like, man, he really has to go out there and have Tennessee Titan-esque performances against the Steelers and the Bengals to finish out the season to be even in the mix for that job. Well, going through the options that are actually out there, there might only be one or two guys that you would take over Shador, and you don't even know if you're going to be in position to get those one or two guys. Very interesting in terms of the odds or the chances of Shador being that guy next year.
Yeah, now I do think there's probably a lot of people who would lean Fernando Mendoza and say absolutely yes. I think they're seeing things that I'm not seeing, and I don't know who's right on that. But
maybe that's the only two with Mendoza and Moore combined, and maybe the Browns go all in, maybe even make a trade to move up in the draft to get one of those guys. But if you're sitting behind the Giants and the Raiders, that'd be a tough sell to move up when you have so many other holes to fill.
Yeah, that is the one thing. I have said it for weeks. I will continue to say it. The one thing I am absolutely out on, based on what I've seen on Shador, is that I am trading draft capital to move up to take a quarterback in this draft. There is not a quarterback in this draft that is worthy of selling my future away and making sure that I have that guy because he's going to be the answer for the next 25 years. The tape there does not show it, right? Even the college stats right now don't show it for either of those two guys. Like, he is a must-have. You don't have an Andrew Luck in this class. You have two fine quarterbacks that have very good opportunities to have good NFL careers. It's not worth trading up. You need so much else right now. If he falls into your lap and you take him, I'd have a hard time making an argument against it. If that's the quarterback you love, absolutely. If you think he's a franchise guy, go get him. But the fact that you would burn capital to go do it is just, that's beyond me. Like, there are way too many things that you need this year. There's way too much, even if you're going into next year's draft to trade out. Like, you still probably need more things in 2027. I'd rather just take my chances and just sit there, see if the guy falls into your lap. If not, okay. Like, then we roll with Shador.
And you brought up the Jared Goff comp for Fernando Mendoza. And at the time, I was like, oh, I would definitely take a Jared Goff-type quarterback on my team right now. But I'm not willing to spend a top three pick on a Jared Goff-esque quarterback for my team right now. So it's an interesting parallel there. And I just can't emphasize enough that with this exercise, you really have to think about who else is out there. And I'm sure there's going to be some outside of the box names that nobody is considering right now that could be on the move this offseason, because that's usually how that goes. But only two names that potentially are ahead for Shador for most people. That's really interesting. And I don't know how much that changes over the next two games and as we get into draft season.
Yeah, I think your best route's to go and do it, but it's definitely an interesting thing. It's something we're going to have to keep an eye on. Once I dig more into the tape, maybe I fall in love with one of these guys. Maybe there's one I like even more than Shador, but early returns have not been, I have to have that guy. Jake, appreciate you. Good stuff. Michael, good stuff chiming in. As well, I've been pushing it back for so long. We're going to get into whether or not it makes me a bad person, because I continue to push this thing off every time this time of year. Plus, disappointing NFL teams. All coming your way in 5 minutes. Jake Volnick, in for Nick and JP, right here on Afternoon Drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.